A customer walks out of your store. They don't slam the door. They don't complain. They simply leave, never to return. And you'll never know why. This silent exodus is happening right now in businesses everywhere, and it's costing companies billions. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most customers who switch to competitors previously rated themselves as satisfied with the business they abandoned. Satisfaction, it turns out, is a trap, a dangerous middle ground where customers feel neither compelled to complain nor inspired to stay. We live in an age where every business claims to be customer-focused and committed to excellence. Yet walk into most stores, call most customer service lines, or visit most restaurants, and you'll encounter the same mediocrity, disengaged employees, impersonal interactions, and experiences that feel designed for efficiency rather than delight. The gap between what companies promise and what they deliver has become so normalized that we've stopped expecting anything better. But this acceptance of mediocrity creates both danger and opportunity, extinction for those who maintain the status quo, and extraordinary competitive advantage for those who dare to be different. Most businesses rely on vague aspirations like be friendly or provide quality. These platitudes offer zero guidance when employees face actual customers. True transformation requires crystal clear specificity. What does perfection look like? How should customers feel? Consider a grocery store reimagined as a comprehensive food experience, featuring valet parking, personal shopping assistants who remembered preferences, natural lighting, carpeted floors, and checkout systems that eliminated waiting. Every detail supported one clear picture. Shopping should feel effortless and enjoyable. This became the operational blueprint guiding every decision. Creating this vision requires temporarily suspending reality. Forget budget constraints and staffing limitations. Start with the ideal, then work backward. Paint the perfect picture, overlay it onto your current operation, and notice the gaps. Those gaps become your roadmap. The most powerful visions focus on emotion, not execution. How do you want customers to feel? Valued? Understood? Delighted? Customers forget prices, but never forget how you made them feel. Without this clear vision, improvement efforts scatter aimlessly. With a vivid, specific vision, every employee knows exactly what they're building together. Brilliant visions fail when disconnected from customer reality. Most organizations assume rather than ask, filtering feedback through biases. True listening means hearing both words and subtext. The purchasing agent demanding lowest price may actually prioritize reliability, while just the basics often conceals unstated expectations. Two responses signal danger: fine and silence. Fine with a tight smile means polite dissatisfaction and planned departure. Silence is worse. For every complaint you hear, 26 dissatisfied customers say nothing. Effective listening requires multiple channels: surveys, conversations, social media, and direct observation. The real skill is interpretation, understanding emotional subtext, and recognizing patterns that reveal deeper needs. What customers don't mention often reveals more than what they do. While your vision should be comprehensive, customers focus narrowly on specific priorities: speed, personal recognition, or expertise. Discovering these individual priorities enables personalized service that makes customers feel uniquely understood. Imagine a restaurant where food quality wildly fluctuates. No matter how spectacular the occasional high points, inconsistency destroys trust. Customers remember negative experiences 5 times longer than positive ones. Most service initiatives fail because organizations launch enthusiastically, then quickly fade. A hotel implements an elaborate welcome protocol that deteriorates with staff turnover. Customers learn to view these efforts as insincere programs destined for abandonment. Achieving consistency requires systems, not just smiles. One service station owner mastered perfectly clean windshields before expanding to other services, developing detailed training with a 12-point checklist for window cleaning alone. This specificity separates organizations that consistently deliver from those that occasionally impress. Consistency doesn't mean rigidity. It means reliability with adaptability. Core standards remain constant, but expression adapts to individual preferences. Research shows customers value consistency 30% more than occasional delight. Only after establishing this foundation can you surprise and delight in ways that create passionate advocates. Creating passionate advocates follows the rule of 1%, making small, consistent improvements over time. Massive change overwhelms employees and systems, while customer expectations continually evolve, requiring ongoing refinement rather than one-time fixes. Improving just 1% weekly compounds dramatically, yielding over 50% improvement annually. A restaurant might reduce table turnover time, then improve menu descriptions, enhance plate presentation, and gradually upgrade service protocols. These small steps become habits without threatening employees. This approach lets you deliver the vision plus 1%, consistently meeting standards while continuously enhancing them. The plus one creates positive surprises, the unexpected complimentary dessert, handwritten thank you note, or follow-up call that delights customers. This principle provides flexibility as needs evolve. Rather than rigidly adhering to yesterday's vision, you continuously refine based on feedback and changing circumstances. Amazon exemplifies this, constantly introducing small improvements that compound into significant competitive advantages. Implementation requires systematic attention, regular team meetings to identify opportunities, celebrate successes, and maintain improvement logs. Perfection is a journey. There's always another 1% to improve. This transforms service excellence from an overwhelming goal into manageable steps that build momentum. Exceptional service creates genuine relationships where customers feel truly seen and valued, fostering emotional rather than rational loyalty. Technical perfection without human connection remains forgettable. Recognition forms the foundation of connection. Using names correctly, remembering preferences, and acknowledging past interactions signal that you value the relationship. The barista who starts your usual order when you enter, the mechanic who asks about your daughter's tournament, these personal touches create bonds that efficiency alone cannot. Service recovery often forges the strongest connections. How you handle problems reveals your true character. Organizations that accept responsibility and show genuine concern frequently build deeper loyalty than if nothing had gone wrong. Customers who experience your commitment to resolution become passionate advocates. Authenticity cannot be faked. Customers immediately detect scripted interactions or forced enthusiasm. True connection requires employees who genuinely care and have autonomy to express that care personally. Consider each interaction as a symbolic hug, a gesture communicating, "I see you, I value you, I care." These moments transform customers from revenue sources into people you genuinely serve. In a world reducing people to data points, choosing to create passionate advocates is radical. It requires courage to prioritize long-term relationships over short-term metrics and maintain standards when cutting corners would be easier. This approach delivers measurable results: increased loyalty, higher spending, positive word of mouth, and premium pricing, while reconnecting business with its fundamental purpose, improving lives through products and services delivered with care. Organizations pursuing service excellence become better workplaces where employees find meaning and customers experiencing genuine care often reciprocate with respect and positivity. Start where you are. You don't need permission, unlimited budget, or perfect circumstances. Begin with your next interaction, the customer you serve, the call you take, the problem you solve. Listen deeply. Deliver consistently. See the human being, not just the transaction. The businesses thriving in coming decades won't be those with the best technology or lowest prices. They'll be those remembering that behind every transaction is a human being who wants to feel valued. In an increasingly automated world, your humanity becomes your competitive advantage. The choice is yours. accept mediocrity, or start a revolution, one interaction, one relationship, one passionate advocate at a time.